This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandhu. The Analytics Institute is a group of members made up of private and public sectors that supports the data science and analytics sector. Launched in Ireland and then expanded to various other countries, it now has the Malaysian chapter in its books as well. So today on the show, I'm speaking to Lorcan Malone, the CEO of Analytics Institute, on the changes in the data science and analytics sector over the last few years and how businesses can better prepare themselves in the year 2020 ahead. Lorcan, perhaps a quick introduction about yourself.
Hi, I'm Lorcan Malone. I'm CEO of the Analytics Institute, which is a professional organization for people and organizations working in data analytics and data science.
All right. Now, Lorcan, I guess, you know, I really want to dive deeper into what exactly is Analytics Institute, because the name itself, it's fascinating, because analytics is something that businesses can't seem to live without these days, but then yet you've put the word institute at the back of it, thinking, you know, in the sense that it's an educator platform, it's a learning platform. So what exactly is Analytics
Institute? It's actually it's somewhat all of those things, mm-hmm. but it started out really as a network of organizations who were working in the area. This is back 5 years ago when we founded the organization. People like IBM, Microsoft, Oracle, a number of organizations we brought together. And the reason we brought them together was because they were all involved in analytics or starting to bring analytics into their customer base, but all had some common issues around things like recruiting people, getting the right people in jobs, access to technology, access to an unbiased view of what analytics is about and how it can impact on businesses. Mm-hmm. So I just brought these bunch of companies together, and we started a number of conversations about what would a professional institute be about if we were doing this for analytics. And we decided, you know what, we would launch the organization, we'd get companies to work together and to, I suppose, for the Institute to be a platform for people to share expertise, knowledge, experience, skills, and allow them to do so in a safe environment where they could talk relatively about their businesses, relatively confidentially, share that information and everybody to gain more expertise as a result. So we launched the organization in a big room in Dublin Castle, in the center of Dublin. And we expected maybe 50 people to turn up. And 250 people turned up. And we went, whoa, okay. There's some real serious interest here. And since then, the organization has grown and grown and grown. We now have over 100 corporate organizations. Some of the largest organizations in the world are involved with us. We would have maybe 3,000 professionals in the organization, and we're really at the heart of the development of the sector in Ireland. So much so that we now work with the Irish government around strategy and how to position Ireland as a global centre of excellence for analytics. I suppose Ireland has, or Dublin, I suppose, reminds me a lot of KL in that we have a very hard-working population. We've a young, flexible, well-educated population, and we strive to attract major companies into Ireland. We've been very successful in doing that. Ireland, Dublin would be the global hub for, or the European hub for, a lot of big organizations: HP, Intel, IBM, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, all of these organizations. If I showed you a map of Dublin, you'd see all these red dots of all of these companies all around the place. The sector employs a huge amount of people and delivers a huge amount of exports for us. But I suppose we're next door to some very big neighbours who would dwarf us, like London, like Berlin, like Paris. So in order for us to differentiate ourselves, we had to be harder working, try harder, be more welcoming, educate ourselves better. And I think that has worked for us. So We've gone from maybe one of the lowest productivities in Europe to the highest productivity in Europe. We have a very thriving startup environment, a technology environment, and all of these companies working there. And I think the same thing can happen with KL. It feels the same. The people that I meet are very passionate about tech. They're very passionate about Malaysia and Malaysia's position in the world. And that's why we chose Malaysia as the next destination for the Analytics Institute.
And it's going to be your regional headquarters for Asia. Now, before we talk a little bit about why Malaysia, sure. I want to go back to that point, you know, 5 years ago when you started it, you were expecting 50, you had 250. Why do you think 5 years ago that interest was that high that you had managed to pull 250 over people in Dublin about analytics?
Yeah, sure. And we could have had many more. We had to shut the doors. I think people understand innately that analytics is very important. They know there's a lot of buzzwords around about AI and process automation and Internet of Things and whatever. And I think some people are kind of worried about being left out, being left behind. They know this is important, but they don't fully understand it. And I think that's the same with organizations as well. I think there's a lot of really quite sophisticated organizations who are talking about analytics, but don't really know what they're doing yet, okay? So I think there's a huge interest in the area. Everybody knows this is the future, but are worried about how it's going to work and need to understand it better. So I think that's the reason why the Analytics Institute was very attractive to organizations and individuals. It gave them an opportunity to learn about this in a safe environment. You know, so we don't allow sales pitches. We don't allow organizations to come in and sell their stuff. We only allow honest, what we call warts and all, analysis of how analytics works in organizations. So organizations stand up at our events and say, this is what we've done. This is the lessons that we've learned. This is the mistakes that we've made. And these are the good results that we've managed to create. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so it's a bunch of organizations learning from each other what to do without the vendors being in there creating a kind of biased atmosphere, you know, saying you have to buy from us. And that really works very well. So why analytics? It's at the heart of every business. We know that I've been working in this area now for 5 years. I know there's going to be a revolution shortly. Our working lives are going to change fundamentally as a result of analytics and AI. For the better, in the most part. Mm-hmm. There are some threats as well in relation to some more traditional job roles.
But there is a need of the reskilling, the upskilling of talent.
Absolutely. Though, right? It's either get on this bus or be left behind. It's for sure. There's a need for organizations to fully understand the power of data, the huge value that there is in data. It fundamentally changes your understanding of your customer and your business. So I think it's extremely important that people understand this. And it's not like this stuff is all finished yet. We're only starting.
Yeah.
Gary Kasparov, the chess player, recently said that we're at the MS-DOS stage of analytics, not at the Windows 10. Wow. Right? So we're just beginning.
And so going to your journey itself, you know, 5 years ago when you started it out, what was the blueprint and how much has it changed in your business itself?
For sure. Okay, so we originally said we would just get it. We would just be a platform for sharing ideas, knowledge, and experience. Then we started to do masterclasses, and we got international, global experts in to do that. Then we started to do conferences. We have a conference coming up with NASA is speaking at the conference using AI to find new life and new planets. Formula One team talking about how analytics in the pit stop makes that difference in terms of high performance.
A millisecond can make you win or lose the race.
Exactly. Mm. And think of all the millions of dollars that goes into that, right? So, and then we have this CERN with the Large Hadron Collider and talking about, you know, subatomic level analytics. Mm. We have the Turing Institute, named after Alan Turing, which is the global leading institute in the world. So we have all these speakers coming together. So it's incredible. Yeah. It's incredible. And, you know, these people want to come and share their knowledge and experience. It's such an exciting area. So what has changed over 5 years? Analytics used to be something that was done by the IT geeks in the corner of the room with the big computers. Hmm. Now it's at the head table of every organization. So now, or if it's not, then your organization is going to be left behind. It should be, there should be a chief data officer, a chief information officer in the senior management team of your organization. And if you haven't got that, you better get it done quickly because the world is changing that quickly. So over 5 years, we've gone from it being a specialist geeky thing to being at the heart and soul of business. And I think, you know, we see it with the banks, with the government organizations, with the in the healthcare sector. It's becoming central, a central part of the business. In places, it's actually changing the business fundamentally. Mm. So that's what the difference is over the 5 years. It's been incredible.
I'm speaking to Lorcan Malone, the CEO of Analytics Institute, and we'll continue in just a moment. BFM 89.9.
Balanced Frank Medium. BFM 89.9.
And we're back again. With me today is Lorcan Malone, the CEO of Analytics Institute. Lorcan, so I understand that, you know, you now have the Malaysian chapter, which will be your regional hub here in Asia. What is your take for this region in terms of understanding what analytics can do for your business and how it's being used in various sectors? Where are we at the moment?
Well, I think I've been very impressed by the people I've met here in terms of their understanding of analytics. Perhaps it's a little bit behind in terms of the implementation of analytics within the business, but I think it's just it's around the corner. Mm. You know, I don't think KL or Malaysia is in any way behind, but I think there needs to be that step to invest in the technology and in the expertise and in the education. I think it's very important for the Institute to play a role in working with the universities, with the younger people to make sure that they have the skills and knowledge and experience. We offer professional certification and accreditation. And that's very important because it can be a bit like the Wild West out there. People can call themselves data scientists or data analysts, and who's to say whether you are or not, okay? So our organization has created an industry-backed professional certification in these areas based on the European Data Science Framework. And that's important because we need to make sure that people that are calling themselves data scientists are actually data scientists and that they have the skills, knowledge and experience to work effectively in the area. So we will be working a lot with the colleges and in universities on that.
Mm. Yeah, which actually leads me to my other point in terms of, you know, if someone were to look for a new a job in their resume, you would tend to see words like analytics, data specialist, data scientist, because it was also, I think, deemed as the, you know, world's sexiest job, and it's the one that's most in demand. How do you then sort of, put that certification into, you know, this is something that has been certified and this individual or these are the courses, creating that module.
Yeah.
What's the challenge? Because there isn't, at the moment, from my understanding, sort of like a blueprint of this is what, you know, a data scientist should do, can do, because like you mentioned, it's ever evolving, it keeps changing. So how do you keep up with that?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. So we use the European Data Science Framework, which was a 2-year exercise of 20 major organizations and 7 universities that got together for 2 years to stipulate and what the skills, knowledge and experience of a data scientist should be and a data engineer and a data analyst and the various different roles, so that they have created that standard so that when you come to the Analytics Institute and say, I want to be certified, we analyze your experience, your knowledge, your skills, and we map them against that framework, and we can say, then our certification committee can say, okay, this person has reached the standard and therefore can receive certification and accreditation. And this is important because, we wouldn't allow a doctor to work on your body if you didn't know for sure that they had the skills and knowledge experience. We shouldn't allow people to work on data without having the knowledge, skills and experience, because it can fundamentally change a business for good or for bad if you do it the wrong way. So that those standards are very important, and that's a key element of the Analytics Institute. So a lot of our member organizations, Microsoft, IBM, Oracle, they're going through EY, PwC, they're all going through that certification path at the moment with their people.
And when it comes to regulation and privacy issues with data itself, you know, we've seen in the in EU there's GDPR. You know, various different parts of Asia, we also have something similar that models after GDPR. Do you think this is sort of like as dampened the innovation with what we can do with data, or has this sort of made businesses more aware of the legal framework within, you know, what you can use, which is data is the new oil of the future?
Yeah, it's another good question. I think ethics is becoming a very key part of analytics, how we use data. We do have to be very careful about, we have to understand that data can be abused as well as used. And we've had recent events where we had five of the world's leading ethicists talking about this particular area. So I think it's very important. Has GDPR and its equivalents dampened? It's probably dampened some marketing activities. It's not that easy anymore to just send out those emails to anyone you want to. But it's made organizations think more. You think more about how you're communicating. You think more about your requirements for privacy and how important your data is. So I think it has, instead of dampening, I think it has changed it. It has professionalized it. It has made it more people more aware of how they're using data and come up with new ways of doing so. So it's fundamentally changing the relationship between the organization and the customer.
Mm-hmm. So what's your role now that you will have a regional HQ in Asia here in Malaysia? What's your role in terms of helping with the talent gap, you know, solving what businesses need, and also understanding, you know, the changes in the regulation framework?
Yeah, so certainly with the talent gap, it's a big issue. We find in Dublin that there are more demands from employers than there are people to fill those jobs. Salaries are increasing exponentially in this area because there's so much demand and not enough supply, which is a great thing for young people who are thinking, what industry should I go into?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, come into this one for sure, because it's phenomenal. Okay. We're working with the universities to close the gap between a student coming out, a graduate coming out, and being work ready. There's still a little bit of a gap there. So you can have all the technical skills, but not be really ready for a full-blown analytics environment. So we're kind of working to develop graduate programs in that area. And that's why our certification is very important as well, because to ensure that people have the skills to actually do the jobs.
And what about businesses who are already, you know, they have employed X amount of staff who, you know, work in the field of IT for a number of years.
Yeah.
And now there is a need for them to, you know, you got to get on this boat or you will be left behind. What can they do?
Yeah. So retraining is really important, the reskilling. And we've seen that in a lot of organizations. One of the large pharma organizations we work with had 350 accountants in their organization, and they've realized recently that they don't need accountants anymore, they need data analysts. So they've had to retrain all those guys, you know, into, and we helped to design that training path for them. That's kind of the, when you join the Analytics Institute, that's part, as an organization, that's part of the kind of benefit. We'll work with you to help you to redevelop your strategy, you know, your people strategy and your technology strategy. So we help that organization develop a pathway for moving their people from finance into analytics. Most jobs are going to become analytics in time, actually. You know, there's the traditional marketing jobs at the moment, we see a shift now from people being kind of creatives in marketing to coming into data and data analytics, because that's where the business is actually going.
Mm. What's your hopes for Malaysia? You talked a lot about, you know, there are some similarities between your HQ, yeah, your global or your European HQ in Dublin.
Sure.
And now you're having a regional HQ for Asia, yeah, in Malaysia, and yeah, the similarities. What's your hopes when you have this?
So I would love to see the companies, the organizations that are working in this area coming together under the Analytics Institute, and that being a platform for strategizing. So what we do as a group at the moment of companies is we come up with a list of requirements from government to help us support the sector, mm-hmm, and we offer support ourselves. We want to do the same thing in Malaysia and particularly in KL. We want to develop a strategy, an economic impact study for how many jobs could be created, how much value could be created, how much exports could be created by analytics in this sector, in this region. And then we would love to have a kind of a 5-year plan agreed, mm, between the organizations that joined the Analytics Institute and government to jointly kind of develop a vision for the region, not only to attract big organizations into Malaysia, but also to develop startup culture around analytics. I mean, some of the startups we're dealing with in Dublin at the moment are phenomenal. They're raising $30 million in their first year, these guys. And they're doing so because the big corporate funders know that this is the future, so they're prepared to put their money where their mouth is. We'd love to see that kind of infrastructure develop in KL.
Mm. Lorcan, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
And I've been speaking to Lorcan Malone, the CEO of Analytics Institute, talking about the importance of analytics and how it's used in businesses today. If you missed any parts of this interview, you can download the podcast now, available on the BFM website, or better yet, get the BFM app. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and this has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.